Well, opening statements are done and the criminal case against Donald Trump is underway in New York. The prosecution argued that a hush money payment to former adult film star Stormy Daniels was, quote, election fraud, pure and simple. Trump's lawyers hit back, arguing there's nothing illegal about trying to influence an election. That is just democracy. The AP's Philip Crowther is at the courthouse and he joins us now. Good morning, Philip. Welcome to the program. Can you talk us through those opening arguments, what actually happened today? There was a witness on the stand too.
Yeah, short day in court, 25 minutes for the opening statement for the prosecution. And I think you summarized it pretty well there. Essentially, what they are saying is that this was not just a president or a president in waiting at the time who falsified some records. This was part of a much bigger plan, a scheme to influence, to illegally influence the presidential election of 2016, to hide those hush money payments to a former porn star, to keep her story of an alleged relationship with Donald Trump out of the headlines. This is a view of the prosecution. Essentially, what we're seeing here and what we've seen displayed here on this Monday was a roadmap from the two sides. Donald Trump's defense team, his lawyers, are essentially saying, well, first of all, hush money payments are not illegal. That is certainly true. Trying to somehow influence an election is not illegal either. They're also saying that these payments were entirely legal and that in some parts, Donald Trump didn't even know about them. So these are some of the aspects we'll be hearing much more detail about over the next 6 or 8 weeks. It's going to be a pretty long trial. Mm-hmm. First, though, we already saw the first witness. It's David Pecker. He was the CEO of the National Enquirer. This is a tabloid that allegedly used a catch-and-kill scheme. This means that it would pay for stories, or rather it would be paid for stories that it would then not publish, the types of stories that could hurt somebody like Donald Trump, and that he and his publication worked directly together with the man who was trying to be president. We'll hear a lot more from him, from the first witness this Tuesday.
So what are the possible outcomes for Trump here and in terms of how it will affect his campaign?
Well, his campaign is a logistical problem for him. It's as simple as that. He has to be in court every time it is in session. That is 4 days a week, pretty much 8 hours each day, except for some exceptions. That means that he can only be on the campaign trail really on Wednesdays, Saturdays and Sundays, and maybe in the evenings. Now, of course, what Donald Trump does particularly well as a candidate is he turns his court appearances almost into campaign events. He does speak to the cameras before he enters the courtroom. He speaks to them again when he leaves the courtroom, but it doesn't give him the possibility to organize any large-scale rallies across the country. And that's something that he complained about today, that this is a court case that he says is politically motivated, that is keeping him, the leading candidate, out of the spotlight and away from the campaign trail. That's the immediate impact it has on his campaign. I think, though, more importantly, first of all, there would be the possibility, of course, of a jail sentence or maybe just a fine for him if he's found guilty. But maybe more painfully for him, over the next 6 to 8 weeks, that's how long we expect this trial to last, there'll be a lot of salacious detail about his private life, but also about how he runs his campaigns, how he runs his business, that will be laid out in public right in front of him.
Thank you very much for the update. That was the AP's Philip Crowther. He is at the courthouse in New York where the criminal case against Donald Trump has gotten underway.